Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. A Brandon man who waged an online campaign to terrorize and harass people who opposed his white supremacist ideology has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison. A federal judge in Virginia sentenced Daniel McMahon today. McMahon pleaded guilty in April to using social media to threaten a black activist to deter the man from running for office in Charlottesville, Virginia. McMahon also admitted that he threatened to sexually assault the young autistic daughter of a woman who protested against white nationalists. Joe Biden is forcefully condemning the violence at recent protests while also blaming President Trump for fomenting the divide that's sparking it. He's dismissing his presidential opponent as incapable of tackling the violence himself. Biden said today in Pittsburgh that Trump can't stop the violence because for years he has fomented it. Trump said Biden won't condemn the violence, but Biden said it's lawlessness, plain and simple, and those who do it should be prosecuted. On Friday, protesters gathered in Tampa to show support for Jacob Blake, an unarmed black man killed by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin last week. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports they protested police killings of black people and violence against protesters.
Before this year, Dolores Bartle said she'd never been scared to be alive. But as police killings of black people and protests against police brutality remain prevalent in 2020, she said the fear has grown.
A black woman, I have never felt as scared as I do this year because there's so much stuff going on. There's so many things that I have to worry about, my friends getting shot, me possibly being racially profiled.
On Friday, 27-year-old Bartles joined nearly 50 others along Fowler Avenue in Tampa near the intersection of 56th Street, just a half a mile east of the University of South Florida. Protesters gathered to show support for Jacob Blake, an unarmed black man who was shot in the back 7 times last week by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
It's us, convicts, send those killer cops to jail. The whole damn system is guilty as hell.
When black lives are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up like that!
Blake's shooting is the latest in an alarming and growing list of black people shot by police this year. Members of the Tampa chapter of Students for a Democratic Society said they've been taking to the streets since February when they demanded justice for Ahmaud Arbery, a black man killed by a white father and son while jogging through a Georgia neighborhood. Arbery's killing was followed by police killings of Breonna Taylor and Floyd, both unarmed. Members also said they want justice for Josiah Penner, a 15-year-old boy killed by a speeding Hillsborough County deputy, and Jonas Joseph, a 26-year-old black man who died after being shot at 125 times by Tampa police in May. In either case, no officer was charged with the crime. Taylor Cook, a 20-year-old USF student, helped organize the protest.
We want to stand in solidarity. We want to create a movement. You know, George Floyd, his murderers were arrested. That was because of the people taking the streets. So we hope that Jacob Blake's brutalizers get indicted and convicted. And we also hope for Jonas Joseph and Josiah Penner that the cops who murdered them get indicted and convicted.
Protesters wore face coverings as they chanted, pleading for police reform and more community control of police.
This is a common theme amongst killer cops and is within the very foundations of this racist country. Mass incarceration and murdering black men to leave children without a father, to leave families without an income, and leaving the black community continuously more oppressed and behind than other groups in this country.
One protester, an American Sign Language interpreter, gave others hand sanitizer and signed along to the chants. Across the country and even home in Tampa, protests have been met with violence from police and counter-protesters. Friday's protest remained peaceful. Cars passed through the intersection, many honking and cheering the protesters on, some rolling their windows down and extending a raised fist. The few who countered simply drove by shouting obscenities and Trump. As protesters chanted and gave speeches calling for money to be diverted from police budgets and redistributed through the community, even State Attorney Andrew Warren was called out.
Andrew Warren, shame on you to say you need justice.
David Jones, a 20-year-old activist, said Warren, a Democrat who ran for the office as a progressive reformer, hasn't done enough to speak against violence committed against protesters by police and needs to display more transparency in Joseph and Penner's killings.
Calling yourself a progressive and actually putting forth the effort and using your office to promote progressive change are two different things.
Until they see change, Jones said he and others will continue to make their voices heard.
The people know that we're standing in solidarity with Jacob Blake and that we can and will be continuing to fight for justice for Jonas Joseph, continuing to fight for justice for Josiah Penner, continuing to demand justice for Andrew Joseph and the countless other lives lost here in Tampa.
For WMNF, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
Here's the Tampa Bay area weather tonight, mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the high 70s. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms in the morning with high temperatures in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.